We will continue our regular devotional on Genesis beginning next year.
Holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
This holiday season, we would like to give a timely message on the incarnation of Christ.
If you remember Matthew chapter 16, Jesus asked in verse 13 when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Now, I kind of emphasize that, "Who do you say that I am?" Because in Greek that is really emphasized, asking, "But who do you think that I am?" Asking personally from the disciples. And Simon answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered to them, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." When it comes to the identity of Jesus Christ, there are so many people have different concepts. Some people say he's a good teacher. Some people say he's a prophet. And some people say that, he's just a man. And all these different concepts are there, but in Christianity, it is God who came in flesh. That is what is called incarnation. Who is Jesus to you? But if you remember, Jesus answered, when Peter gave the right answer, Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah." Now, this is one of those places where Jesus told Peter, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah," meaning your name. He even mentions Peter's name, Bar-Jonah, meaning, "Blessed are you, Peter, you're a man. Your humanity, blessed are you, you're just a man. It's your name. But for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you." It's not by yourself it was revealed, but God the Father who is in heaven. Nothing can be revealed to us unless God reveals to us. Now, today, many Christians, on Christmas Day, they have this little baby Jesus idea. Jesus is a little baby. And that's the kind of knowledge people have about Jesus. They have no idea of salvation. They have no idea what is the gospel is. And this is really not the true Jesus Christ. There's another Jesus. The Bible says there's another Jesus, another Holy Spirit, another gospel. And that's why Isaiah 53 verse 1, Isaiah said, "Who had believed our report? Who had believed our report?" Isaiah 53:1. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form of comeliness, and when we see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him." And who has believed this true Jesus is? People have a worldly idea who Jesus is. But the question is, Peter was able to answer because God revealed who Jesus was. Amen. My question to you is, do you really believe who Jesus is? 1 John 5:20 "Know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true." Wow! That's the difference between the worldly concept of Jesus, what people think in the world, and the true Christian. The true Christian, we know, absolutely know, without a shadow of a doubt, that the Son of God has come and given us understanding. Who gave you this understanding? Not by yourself, the Father in heaven.
Amen.
And that we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true. You know, a lot of Christians, you know, they don't really appreciate the salvation, what God has given us. Salvation means save, right? For instance, give you an example. If somebody, if you want to go to the grocery store to buy something that's really important, then somebody else comes and say, well, I already bought you what you wanted to buy. Then you tell that person, man, you saved a trip, so I don't have to go to the grocery store. You say, thank you. That's the kind of thank you have for God today. God, you saved me. You gave me eternal life. Thank you. And maybe somebody else in the sea is drowning. Then somebody else saw that person drowning and gets into the water and saves him. That person will have a greater thanking for the person who saved and say, oh, I really thank you for saving my life. And some Christians have that kind of gratitude and love for the Lord. But most Christians have the gratitude of just, thank you. On a Sunday morning, they come and say thank you. That's it. For the rest of their life, they have no devotion, no adoration. They don't follow the will of the Lord at all. So this is what we are going to see today. When we are going to see a picture of Jesus Christ, a true picture in this series, you will have a greater adoration. The more you know Jesus, the more you come to see Him through Scripture, you will say, wow, the things He has done for me, I cannot believe it. Then you realize that you have saved from the wrath of God, from hell, from eternity, and given you eternal life. You will adore Him, you love Him for the rest of your life. Now, why did Christ come? Why did He come to this earth? Of course we know He came to redeem us. Now a lot of times the work of redemption is the church today, they teach the work of redemption is in a very majority of the church, okay? In a very limited sense. They say the work of redemption began in incarnation. Then it ended at the resurrection of Christ. That is not really true. If you look at the broad picture, the work of redemption, there was a lot of preparation for the work of redemption. A lot of preparation. When did Christ's mediatorial office begin? When I say as a mediator. When I say as a mediator, the Bible says in the book of Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5 says there's only one mediator between God and man, that's Christ Jesus. When did that begin? And many people believe that began when He came to this earth. No. It began at the very beginning in the book of Genesis. Because when it began as soon as man sinned against the Holy God. It began when man sinned against the Holy, infinite, majestic God. When man offended Him. Christ stepped between the Holy, infinite God and man. And that's where He stepped in between. And that's where He became the mediator. Because He's the captain of our salvation.
We will continue this message tomorrow. God bless your soul with the richness of His word.
All day the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul